This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Barkley takes off to the outside. He's at the 50. He's at the 40. He's at the 30. He's going to go. 15, 10, 5, touchdown! Saquon Barkley, 60 yards on his opening touch.
He touched it, and he took it to the house. It's as simple as that.
Yes, it is, Mike Quick. Marilyn, Mike, it never gets old, man. We could all just listen to that stuff on a loop, but how about that first play of the game in an NFC Championship game? Boom! See ya. 60 yards. That is setting a tone right there. Welcome back in, everybody. 11 o'clock hour. Al Morgani, Rob Ellis. We are in for Joe Giglio and Hugh Douglas on this President's Day. If you have the day off, hope you're enjoying it, relaxing. If you got to work, hopefully we can we'll keep you company for the next 3 hours here. Time for the Twitter question of the day, which is sponsored by PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing that others see when they meet you. Learn about and schedule your evaluation at PIDentalCenter.com. All right, here's the question. And a very simple way to vote, Al, you go to at WIP Midday Show on Twitter. And here is the question. You can only re-sign one. Only one, Al Morgani. Milton Williams, Mekhi Becton, Josh Sweat, Zach Bond. GM Morgani, who are we going with here?
Oh, it's easy, Bond.
Bonner.
Oh, yeah. It's not even.
Who would be your second of that group? Milton Williams, Mekhi Becton, Josh Sweat.
Then Sweat, now they had an issue with him previously, right?
Yes.
I really like him.
He had a hell of a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Good timing for him.
Yeah, and I think, I don't know the numbers.
Rushers get a lot of money.
Yeah, I mean, I go there.
All right, I go Milton Williams second. I want to keep the interior of that defensive line nasty with Carter and Jordan Davis and Milton Williams and Moro Ajomo, that group. I want to keep them nasty. And I'll figure it out. My guess is, I would say the most likely to go of that group would be Mekhi Becton. He's going to get paid very well somewhere, and I think they'll slide Tyler Steen in.
Yeah.
Who's the apprentice, waiting to step in.
I mean, who's call? I mean, I'd be interested to see how they make the decision.
How they prioritize.
Who has the most input on your defensive side of the ball, or your head coach, your GM in terms of the money. How that thing all works.
Agreed. I mean, look, that's the tough thing. They do have some really key guys here, and not everybody is going to be back. It's the hardest thing about getting back, to the mountaintop is you just lose players. It's the way it is.
Yeah.
You lose coordinators, you lose players. It just is what
it is. Well, the coordinator, you actually are a big benefit there when you get an established person that doesn't want to go somewhere.
Fangio type, yeah.
Well, that's a huge plus.
Yeah.
That's a big, big plus.
Well, Andy Reid had it with Jim Johnson. He didn't want to go anywhere.
Yeah, it's like it's a great thing to have. It's like, this is what I want to do.
Yeah, and look, do you want to be turning over coordinators every year on the offensive side? Of course not. But it's a good sign if somebody wants your person. And, frankly, Jalen's used to this. I know it's not ideal for him, but he's dealt with this so many times in his career that the fascinating thing is going to be, do they go, promote from within with a Kevin Petullo, who's the quarterback's coach, which that didn't work well the last time, you know, when they hired Brian Johnson. They brought that, you know, that stayed in-house. Yeah. That's what's going to be really interesting to me if they go out in-house or outhouse. Outhouse. I hope it's not outhouse. Or outside.
What are you talking about? I'm checking both of you today.
I don't know what that
or Al said earlier. I'm not repeating it, but, you know.
I'm in-house or outhouse.
I'm correcting the other thing.
I'm not.
I mean, sure, but. Yeah.
You better hope whoever you choose is in the outhouse, okay? But yeah, I mean, outside of the Eagles organization. Yeah. How's that? A little better?
There you go.
I don't know. Keep me honest, Francisco, okay?
That's what I do. I always keep you honest. Come on,
it's been a long 8 days, okay, of fun. Let's just put it that way. Robert in Germantown wants to talk a little pucks. Robert, you're on 94 to BIP.
Great to hear you guys.
What's up, Robert?
Wake me up on the President's Day, a windy day.
What's going on, bud?
90% of Canadians in 1972 are reported to have watched a certain hockey game between the Russian team and the Canadian team in Game 7 in Moscow. I was there. In college, watched the game, and I was just looking it up. Here's my point. You got to understand, this particular game is much bigger than just a normal hockey game, given the current reality.
Yeah, political climate, yep.
Oh, yeah. This is, you know, America's, sadly, I'm a dual citizen, but the Americans have now become our number one enemy. It used to be the Russians. So the people in Montreal were really, really hoping to you know, to beat the American team. That's why you had all those fights in the first 9 seconds.
Yep.
Right?
Yeah, for people who don't know, Robert, just to walk it back for a minute, they were booing, the Canadian fans were booing the national anthem.
Well, yeah, they did it in the Raptors game, the Canucks game.
Yeah, it's happened for the last few weeks coinciding you know, with
stuff
political stuff.
On, yeah.
But you're right. I mean, they dropped the gloves before even the first face-off, and they had three fights in the first 9 seconds, and it was...
It's a mistake by Canada.
Yeah, they played into the emotions of the U.S.
Well, they drew into it, and it gave the Americans all sorts of energy. So it was a bad mistake.
It did. And, of course, you know, the world's best goalie, they say, is the guy from my hometown, Winnipeg, Hellebuyck. And, you know, we always were taught, Al, to try to get the puck on the net and get a guy like Phil Esposito in the slot and, you know, just get rebounds, screen the goalie. They didn't do a lot of that. They got into a checking game. They weren't able to get their shots on goal. How many shots on goal did we have? 20, 25?
It wasn't a ton.
The Americans played a pretty good game, really good
defensively.
Game.
Yeah, they were
defensive
good.
Defensive game. So, yeah, McDavid had one big move.
No, I mean, it would be so great if it ends up Canada-U.S. on Thursday in the Garden. Oh, my God.
Well, Canada has to win the next game, right? Finland, Sweden, something
correct.
Like that.
Al, how does it work? You were talking about this story in the break. Just
so
let
people
know.
If one of those teams wins in regulation, they're going to the finals. It's as simple as that.
If it goes to OT,
if it goes to overtime, then the Swedes would have a chance to go to the finals. The U.S. is in because they're running this tournament like I think the NHL should be run and might be run in the future. If you win in regulation, you get 3 points. If you win in overtime, you get 2 points. So
yeah,
it gives
like
you much more, there really should be a better value putting on winning the game in 60 minutes.
Oh, yeah. Well, if fans out there want to find it on YouTube, that Game 7 in Moscow that 90% of us reported to have watched, and I was one of them, I mean, we literally stopped everything to watch Paul Henderson.
I don't think it's going to get that kind of
Thanks,
number,
Robert.
But it'll get a number.
The numbers were great Saturday
numbers
night.
Numbers were great Saturday night. If it's U.S.-Canada, the numbers will be good. This is a good time of the year, right? After
no question.
The Super Bowl.
Oh, the timing couldn't have been better.
Yeah, to have this going on. So they got pretty good numbers. I don't know what the NBA All-Star game did, but I'm sure they got certain number. Well, they're up against, that Saturday Night Live thing.
Yeah. So, I was up against a power outage. Where
you had power,
I didn't have
so
much of a
didn't
choice.
You get to see all that. Yeah. So it'll be great.
I went old school. I was reading a book by candlelight last night.
Yeah. The only problem, the tournament's terrific, but it's not apples to apples when you're comparing it to an NBA All-Star game. This is a blood rivalry. I mean, whether there's any political thing or not, it's a blood rivalry.
Yeah.
The problem is when you come back from it, this is why I don't like tournaments during the season. It's going to be really difficult having watched this.
Yep.
To then go to a regular NHL schedule. That's the problem.
Yeah, and unless you're Florida or, you know, like Winnipeg.
Or Canada's fine with, you know, they watch everything.
But if you're I don't know.
Philly.
Tampa, Philly. How are you getting up for this?
It's really difficult after watching. Like, oh my, it's the same problem I have with the Olympics. It's like everybody says, well, the media will jump on and hockey will get a boost from it. What happens is people that don't like the sport to begin with or don't follow it, I don't even say like, they don't follow it, all of a sudden will say, well, that was great. How can I watch this other slop?
Yeah, no, you're right. Yeah, yeah. The casual fan will go from, you know, this blood and guts kind of thing to, frankly, a regular season game at the end of February with two teams who were borderline playoffs.
The real interesting part to me would have been if Carter Hart, if that hadn't gone the way it did, he probably would have been the Canadian goalie.
Wow.
And they would have been way better off for it. And if you were a Flyer fan, you would have been, you would have been, you already have, you know, Konechny and Sandheim, but imagine if you're rooting for if you're rooting for your country and the other goalie is probably the reason you're not going to win.
Al, forget the Flyers for a minute. Does he ever play in the NHL?
I don't know. That goes to trial in April. If he's found, you know, not guilty or whatever, I don't know what terms Canadians
use. It's a long time since he's played competitive hockey.
Yeah, you'd have to, you figure the next year. But yeah, somebody would, if you're not guilty.
Yeah. I don't mean from that standpoint. Like, does you think he's still young enough to be able to? Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Let's go to Drew in Westchester. Drew, you're on 94 WIP with Al and Rob. Hey, Drew.
Hey, guys. I mean, that was just a great watch the other night, hockey, and I feel, you know, sorry for any hockey fans or even any sports fans that didn't tune into that. It's just, it was awesome.
It was.
Just quick on the Birds, obviously super happy about the win in the Super Bowl, but I've got a little bit of a pet peeve about why we have to dive right into so many discussions about who's the best Eagles quarterback ever.
Preaching to the choir, man.
Yeah. So I just want to put this out there. This is my own perspective. Obviously, I don't presume to know it all, but Donovan McNabb, okay, never won the Super Bowl. Okay, either did Jim Kelly. He's in the Hall of Fame. Okay, they have very similar records. If you look at their records, okay. Wins and losses, playoff wins and losses, very, very, very similar. And I'll tell you one thing about Donovan McNabb. He was one and done in the playoffs only once. His last playoff appearance, he went six times in a row in the playoffs, winning at least one game. There's not a lot of quarterbacks, even Hall of Famers, that can say that. Okay, he was 6-for-7 in terms of going to the playoffs, winning at least one game. Okay, 6 out of 7 times he did that. And I took a quick look. I couldn't find anybody that really comes too close to that. Even some of the great ones lost a bunch of times in their first playoff appearance, in their first several seasons in the playoffs, et cetera. So Donovan just continues to not get enough respect from my perspective. And he is a Hall of Fame quarterback. People talk about Eli Manning.
I disagree. He's a Hall of Famer. I disagree.
You know, I mean, but if you look at Jim Kelly, Rob, okay, very similar records. Obviously,
you just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Jim went to 4 Super Bowls. He played with Hall of Famers, Bruce Smith, Andre Reed, Thurman Thomas, okay? Who did Donovan have?
Yeah, but that's...
Nobody.
Yeah, but here's the... Drew, and I'm not cutting you off with for the discussion. You're just breaking up a little bit here. And listen, I do think you make a lot of valid points regarding how good Donovan was. But I'll just tell you, and I haven't dove into the numbers from a comparison standpoint, but from the eye test... It's Jim Kelly all day, if you're just doing a Donovan-Jim Kelly. And Jim Kelly got to 4 Super Bowls. Donovan got to 1. And you could say the surrounding cast. That's fair. That's fine. But let's not act like Donovan didn't have anybody. He had 2 stud tackles that kept him clean. He had Brian Westbrook. He had Deuce. I know T.O. was short-lived. And he had a really good defense. And he had a phenomenal quarterback coach in Andy Reid, not to mention Jim Johnson on the defensive side. Where I thought Drew was going, Al.
Yeah.
Was, why do we have to do the comp thing? Let's just enjoy this. Why do we do the dynasty thing? Let's just enjoy this.
That's what people do.
I get it.
I mean, yeah. On the other side, it goes too. I mean, I think Mahomes is getting trashed. It's ridiculous to me.
Oh, my God.
It's like,
okay, so you're right.
My God. Well,
this is what happens now. So he has 1 bad game, right? And granted, he wasn't good, but his offensive line just couldn't stand up to the Eagles' defensive
right.
line. Now it becomes... Oh, my God, forget him in any discussion about being a GOAT. Like, he's just written off now. Meanwhile, the guy's 1-3.
Yeah.
Now, if you want to say he's not going to be Tom Brady, okay,
yeah,
fine.
That makes sense.
But now he's, like, how far the pendulum has swung the other way is just absurd.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's like, okay, their game plan didn't match up. You got out game planned. You guys run around, has never set his feet all night long.
No.
The fact that he didn't get hurt is amazing. I mean, I give the Eagles credit for not getting too many penalties because they had so many chances at him.
I thought on the Milton Williams strip sack when his arm was pulled, yeah. I thought he tore a rotator cuff on that. Honest to God, I don't know how he survived that one.
And he seemed fine afterwards. He was
yeah.
He talked about it for a long time.
And he handled it like he gave Jalen so much. I mean, huge compliments. Like he handled it very classy.
Yeah.
Mahomes did. And you know what? When I'm watching the game, Al, of course, you know, looking at it from an Eagles perspective, it was, you know, glorious the way that they played. But what it brought me back to was the frustrating part of Andy Reid. The guy was an unbelievable coach here, won a ton of games. I'm not an Andy Reid hater. I'm not Rob Cherry. Okay. I thought it was time for both parties to move on, and they did. And, you know, the Eagles have won 2 Super Bowls, and Andy's had unbelievable success in Kansas City. It was fine for everybody, right? But it reminded me of stubborn Andy. Where, like to me, I did the halftime show with Tom Kelly, and one of the things I said during halftime was, I think Andy Reid's going to come out and try to pound the ball down the Eagles' throat. I think they're going to try and run it, despite being down as much as they're down, just to switch it up.
Yeah.
And he wouldn't, man. He was that stubborn throw guy that we saw so many times here when he was the Eagles' coach.
Yeah, and they got... I mean, looking at it, like you escaped so many times during the regular season. It was ridiculous.
Yeah.
That the number of wins they piled up.
They really only had 1 real loss, despite all those crazy close games.
It was crazy. But you looked at it and you just said, my God, just line up the 2 teams. It's not close.
I know. But you're right. But when you The problem was there was the mystique.
Yeah, but once the mystique goes away by you chase that quarterback down, there's no more mystique when you're running for your life on every snap.
Yeah, right.
And your tight end, God love him, but you know, he's not what he was.
He's
not like when you watch Gronk at the end, you just couldn't go.
Yeah. Here's the problem too. If you're going to wear the disco outfit, you better win. It's a bad look after the loss. All right. I mean, come on, man. Like, just throw your Chiefs sweatshirt on your hoodie. Don't
the disco outfit. I like that.
Yeah. Don't rock out as John Travolta in Saturday Night Fever after you just got smoked. It's a bad look, Travis. I know he's listening right now. Travis, I'm trying to help you here. All right.
He'll be down Sea Isle for the annual thing, I'm sure.
Let's go to Dave and Ben Salem. Dave, you're on 94 to BIP.
Hey, good morning, Rob. Good morning,
Dave.
How you guys doing today?
Dave, it's almost baseball season, my friend.
I'll be seeing you at Citizens Bank Park.
I'm
still getting over these Eagles winning this Super Bowl. You guys were the best with the coverage, with everything. Rob, you and Jason on the post-game show. I love listening to it every Sunday, man.
Thanks,
Dave. This is my hope, brother, that the Phillies organization will see the motto that the Eagles used to win this Super Bowl and go out and win this World Series this year.
I hope so, Dave. There's so many times you can get close, man. And they're in real.
I love Bryce Harper. I love him every day, man. But I want him to get a World Series ring for us. And they got to do it soon because this window is going to change. It's only going to last so long.
Yeah, it is. This is a monster season for them. It really is.
Without a doubt. And I can't wait to hear you and Al down here this year at Citizens Bank Park forecasting the games. Have a great day, guys.
Okay,
I love you, man.
You got it. You know Dave. He comes by. He stops by the booth.
They open in March. Like, I can't do that.
He's
first
great.
Monday. That's Sunday. It's open in March, right?
Yeah, the date. All right, I'll give you the exact date you want for Phillies baseball. And by the way, if you're just tuning in, full squad has reported down there, so they're rocking and rolling here, Al. But yeah, so the Phillies schedule wise, believe it or not, I'm doing Sundays. We got spring training games on WIP. I don't think next week, but the following week.
Wow.
It's crazy, right? How soon that starts. Mm-hmm. But anyway, so yeah, actually, the first game is February 22nd. That's this Saturday, right?
What is today?
Yes, today's the 17th. They have a game Saturday and a game Sunday. But that's amazing. But the regular season, Al, kicks off on March 27th.
Wow.
Yeah, they're at Washington for the first series. So they're there the first three games. You know, they always have that Friday off, so they go Thursday, Saturday, Sunday. Then they come here on Monday, the 31st, 3:05 for the season.
Oh, there you go.
The home opener here.
Oh, nice.
Should be fun.
Yeah, it'd be fun.
So how about that?
March.
I know. It's amazing. Robert is in Phoenixville. Robert, you're on with Al and Rob.
Oh, hey, Rob. Hey, Al.
Hi, Robert.
Nice talking to you both. When the Super Bowl was going on, especially after the DeGene interception, I thought to myself, where are the talking heads now? Like, what do they think was going to happen by this point? I mean, it wasn't exactly common knowledge, but if the talking heads that were out there that predicted that, you know, all the Eagles are on paper the better team, but then they just gave up analysis and just said, yep, Mahomes, yep, it's Reed, yep. It's spectacular.
Well, but Robert, do you think that's crazy? I don't think it's crazy.
How else would you have analyzed that game?
A lot of local guys saw that the offensive line was kind of patchwork and
but everybody saw that. You just said exactly what the analysis was. The only way Kansas City would win was magic. Basically, that's what so the question became is, do you believe in magic? It was as simple as that.
Yeah, but that's lazy.
That's not lazy. That's not
lazy.
It is not lazy. If you point out every weakness and every plus, and you say every plus, and everybody said every plus is on the Eagles' side except one, why is that lazy?
Yeah, because you saw the result.
I want to clue you in on something. This was before the game that you made these predictions. Okay, so you're not talking about after the game. What you're saying is exactly what they said. There's no chance except magic.
No. Except for the local teams that actually, like a lot of local analysts said that, a lot of the Eagles' success is going to come from their defensive line, and that a lot of the defensive line is going to they're going to focus on Carter and double-team him, letting Milt Williams alone with Caliendo. And that is exactly what happened. And nobody outside of the local law like analysis picked up on that. They all just kind of like said, well, this is easy. And I think that,
nobody
I think
said that, nobody said this is easy. I don't know where
no,
you were
true.
Watching.
You're right. You're
I don't
right.
know where you
you're
where
right.
you're reading or watching. Everybody
right.
said the only hope, if all you had to do was watch Kansas City's games all year and realize, how are they doing this?
Mm-hmm. One possession.
Yeah.
Yeah, but Robert, here's the thing, though. And I'll just speak from my perspective. I thought the Eagles would win. I didn't think they'd kill them. Mm-hmm. I thought the Eagles would win.
No, so, same here.
Right,
same
but real quick, let me just throw this in. I'll let you get your point. The notion of, hey, everything looks Eagles, but Mahomes, et cetera, I don't think that's crazy or lazy or anything like that, because you had it happen to you in the second half 2 years ago where Mahomes performed magic on you. So I don't think...
Right.
I guess my view of this thing is a little bit different than yours in that I thought the Eagles were the better team and they'd win. However, you know, now in hindsight, saying we all should have saw that they were going to kill them, I just don't agree with that.
But most people said that if there was going to be a blowout, the Eagles
would
win.
Yeah, I agree.
It's simple.
Yep.
No. I feel I was misrepresenting myself. I was just saying that it was just it felt like such of a done deal. Like nobody picked the Eagles really outside of the local media. And I don't think they gave the Eagles enough of a chance. Not necessarily that it was all magic, but it was just like, I just don't think that there was enough credit to the Eagles. They all kind of just said, well, and I can't say I blame them.
Right.
I can't say I blame them.
Well, yeah, you're exactly right. And the thing is, if you want objectivity, all you have to do is look at the betting odds.
Right. I mean, the thing is, and that was interesting, too, because the line was like 1.5, really the whole 2 weeks, right?
And then it was level.
It hardly moved. And I heard from some Eagles fans saying, like, this is an insult. I'm saying, this team's won two in a row. Like, it's not an insult.
Yeah.
In fact, it's a compliment that they basically are saying this is a toss-up kind of game, even though the Eagles were a team that got bounced in the wild card round the previous season, lost to them 2 years ago. And it was that told you more people believed in the Eagles,
The only disrespect came during the broadcast to me, where they kept trying to spin that this game's not over.
Al, you know what that was.
Oh, but that's
that was they're, trying to keep an audience.
There comes a point where it's just ridiculous.
Agreed.
I mean, they were still saying they had a chance.
Why you listen to Marilyn Mike? That's why you turn down the volume,
oh,
Al.
God.
And you listen to the post-game show with some guy and Jason Avant. I don't know.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework. Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.